Everyone in this community has a story. The Public Library's Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences and set aside some time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the Public Library. In this excerpt, Oliver Hofstad shares memories with David Holmes about working in the cannery when he was a boy and stories of fish trap robbers.
Now, did they have many fish traps and stuff around when you was growing up?
They had lots of fish traps. Yeah, these big companies like Pacific American Fishery and the G.W. Hume Company, they had traps everywhere, you know. And a lot of the local guys, or quite a few of the local guys in town, had applied for trap sites and strategic places where they thought it would work out good, and some of them did. There was a guy in town named Jack Hansett. And yeah, some of those guys, they'd get a contract from the canneries, and the canneries would get all their fish that their traps caught, except when got to be a lot of fish. If the traps had too many fish coming from their own traps, well, then they wouldn't buy from anybody, I guess. I know they didn't buy from the fishermen then, so.
They probably had some people robbing the fish traps, too, huh?
Yeah, there was quite a few of that. There was quite a bit of that. What I remember was when the Skull Bay Cannery was, where the coal storage used to be, was rebuilt, and I was about, I don't know, 10 years old then, I guess. A guy by the name of Cap Haugen, I think, started it, or he was the big shot for it. I don't think he had his money in it, but anyhow, he got that cannery going there. He ran it for several years, and he'd hire everybody from kids this big to grown-ups, you know, and whoever he could get. And my sister worked there, and I worked there in the cannery, and just doing what we could, you know, small jobs, or the can line would come along here. I remember one job I had, and the cans come along in the line here, and there'd be some bones sticking up too long for the lid to latch good, and I'd have a scissor in my hand, I'd grab these and cut the bones off.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my first jobs. But anyhow, there was a guy there that was delivering fish real often, and had a boat named the Nebraska. It was a pretty good size seiner for those days. And he'd bring in a load of fish, whether there was a lot of fish or not, every day. Huh. And somebody said they checked out his seine, and it was dry as a bone, like looked like it never been in the water, no seaweed or nothing. So he was definitely a crick robber, trap robber, or whatever he was. Trap robber, I think, is what they called him. Yeah, he was a trap robber. And there was a few of those around, all right. And when that cannery that this Cap Haugen had, that went broke too, you know, after a few years. And this guy that had the Nebraska, they owed him a lot of money because he'd caught a lot, probably most of the fish that they canned. And he was pretty hard-boiled with those guys. You know, I heard all kinds of stories about him shaking a revolver under their nose and telling them they better pay up. And I don't know if he got any of his money. If there was any money available, I'm sure he got it, because nobody else did except me. One day after the cannery went broke, I was walking by the office there, and Cap was there. So he said, "Kai, come on in here." And so I went in there, and he went in the office, and he emptied all the change that they had into a bag and says, "Here's your wages." And that was the last of the money in the till, as far as I know. Yeah, in the whole company. And it wasn't probably all of us owed, but it was better than a kick in the butt.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the Public Library to learn more, or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.